following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online. Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish card owner.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Romo turns, fakes the give to Jones, throws right side, going to be picked off. Picked off and coming back the other way is Bobby Carpenter, the former Cowboy, still going inside the 20. Cutting right, inside the 15 with blockers in front. 10, Carpenter, 5, 2, 1, end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions. Romo takes, looks right, throws out there, quickly be picked off. Picked off by Chris Houston, left sideline. Chris Houston at the 40, 35, Houston 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions. And Detroit is clawing its way back into this game.
First and 10, Romo going to throw. Rolling right, looking for somewhere to go. Throws deep middle, it's going to be picked off. Picked off by the Lions at the 42. Stafford up under center, lone back Williams. Turns, flag down, throws right side. Got it complete. Touchdown Detroit Lions, caught by Calvin Johnson. That's the go-ahead score. And how about this win? From 27-3 down in Cowboys Stadium, they come back and they're going to win it 34-30.
I hate football!
Oh my God. Oh, but Tony Romo is the man, Tom. He is the man. I'm telling you what, dude. On Saturday and Sunday and all the other NFL shows that I watch coming up during the week. Actually, it's Playbook on Friday and that's it. But the Sunday shows, God, they were so much on Romo's jock. They were all over Romo's jock.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he throws the game away. Don't you hate it when a guy that you get rid of comes back to burn you?
Oh, Jesus. Bobby Carpenter. And he wasn't even... He's the backup. He was playing because of an injury.
All right, I just want to make everything clear to all the Jews out there that when I said, don't you hate when you get rid of a guy and he comes back to burn you, Tom wasn't talking about Jesus or anything. So, you know, relax.
All right, I'm Tom. He's John. This is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour and yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the Washington Redskins, in case Tom didn't want to tell you this week, and we are all alone at the top of the NFC East, and I'm very pleased with that.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going
your way.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's the Rex Grossman song.
Threw another pick and survived the game. Hubba, 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 hubba.
I got to tell you, man, this one hurt. I haven't had a game hurt like this in a long time.
Really a shame. I mean, I feel for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps you should talk to your therapist about this.
I might need to.
It's all Romo, Tom. It's all Romo. That's all it is. It's all Romo. I mean, you know, I don't know how things could go wrong. After all, according to, you know, the dude, you've got the best wide receivers in the league. I mean, they're better. They're better than Megatron.
Jeez.
Did you hear what Jim Schwartz said after the game?
Yes, yes.
That was great. I'm glad that the third best receiver in the building plays for us. That was great. Jim Schwartz, by the way, fan of the Bang cartoons. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'll crow that one now that he's 4-0.
Yeah, congratulations, Jim. Congratulations.
Hey, couldn't happen to a better guy, man. And hey, Martin Mayhew, former cornerback for the Washington Redskins. Hey. Gotta love what's going on in Detroit.
Well, here's what Romo had to say after the game.
Well, we lost, so obviously we didn't get the job done, and turnovers obviously were a big part of that. You got to correct them, figure out the little things to why they happened, and I'll make sure that you know, it's just hard.
He was about to make sure, say that he was going to make sure that would never happen again.
Well, you know.
with cash checks. And by the way, you know it. Most people don't know that. My wife is a translator, and she just came up and translated all that for me. And it just, she said, Romo said, "Golly, Shazam! Oh, dang, I don't know what happened again. Oh, God, dang."
Ha ha, you lost.
Ah, come on.
God dang.
All right. So let's move on to something more entertaining.
Oh, all right. We got some.
I mean, what can I say? There's nothing I can even say at this point.
You know, I'm totally honest with you. Even though I love laughing at the Cowboys and I love watching Romo just choke it like that, I am so sick of talking about him, man. I'm so sick of hearing about him.
I know. So let's not. Although, Diva Lover has something to say. He's calling out Tony Romo this week.
I'm sure.
What else we got coming up? The all-hype team falls to 1-3. And, you know, John, that was the worst part about that loss. Mm. Because of that, I could not even enjoy what's happening to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Gosh, and you know, as a Washington Redskins fan, I certainly don't understand what the hell you're talking about. I couldn't care less. Oh, believe me, I'm enjoying it.
I bet you are.
You know, the press is ignoring us. Everybody's picking apart Rex Grossman like he's a piece of trash, which, well, you know, who cares? But we're 3-1, and that's all I give a damn about.
Yeah, Bill Belichick likes winning, too. And Monday Night Football boots Hank Williams Jr. to the curb, John.
To the curb, Tom. You know, maybe all he and his all those rowdy friends were just being a bit too loud.
Yeah, well, I'm going to defend Hank Williams Jr., but we'll get to that.
You are?
Okay. Yep. Gridiron Challenge top five. There's that boring team name, Double B 910. Still in first place.
Really. Well, you can change your name.
Sid Luckman in second. Third place, team name, Gork Still Funny.
Gork disagree. Gork not funny.
I think Gork is funny because of what Gork represents. And it's that woman.
Oh, yeah, she's the one that got yelled at and thrown out of the I can't even remember the story now. It was Arkansas, right?
She was from the Gators. She graduated from Florida, was working for the media down there. She said to the coach or about the coach?
She was wearing a Gator hat.
Yeah, wore a Gator hat to Arkansas's practice. That's what it was. Yeah, they fired her. Renee Gork. That was her name.
Right, and now this thing, Gork will not die. Gork zombie joke.
Number four, Ben and Jerry sweaty balls. And tied for fifth, Bernie Kosar's son-in-law and Jerry's big fancy controsity.
Both of which could be, you know, also a synonym for the sweaty balls.
It's nothing more but a big, fancy, large controsity.
Large. I like that. It takes him a second.
Yep. There's my wife in seventh place. And I am now on the first page. I passed you. I'm in 35th now, Tom's All Hype Team. And you are, you're now Troy's worn out knee pads.
Yeah, 37th.
44th. You're 44th.
44th?
44th. Yeah, you're still on the front page, though.
44th. All right. I can deal with that.
Pigskin Pick'em top five. Rusty's Psychotic Rant in first place with 41 correct picks.
Rusty's Psychotic Rant. All right, now complete my memory here. Where does that one come from?
I have no idea.
Is maybe Rusty the... Is that Valenti's nickname, maybe?
Toffee Bolocks.
Never mind. If it's Toffee Bolocks, I'm not going to understand it anyway.
Second place, the Mitten Men return. Christ Chin at third. There's a three-way tie for fourth place.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell does that say? Bane Jizwina El Som Sosmal something. I don't know.
You know what? Everybody that's got a chance to be in the top 10 this week should drink like 4 shots of grain alcohol and then invent a name just so Tom can have to read it next week.
But anyway, that name is tied with Darth Diva Lover and the Mastectomy King.
That name is tied with, the Mastectomy King. That would be Peter Chris, isn't it? Peter Chris from Kiss.
The Mastectomy King?
Yeah, he had breast cancer. He still does, I think. I'm not sure.
I'm in 7th. You are in 18th, and my wife is in 25th. Cool. So, that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Hank Williams Jr. has been kicked off Monday Night Football.
I am shocked.
After, and this is the way the headline reads, and it bothers me because it says after he compared President Obama to Hitler in an interview on Fox News' Fox and Friends. All right, he was featured in the weekly game's opening, you know, where he always sings, "Are you ready for some football?" But after those remarks, ESPN severed ties with him. Now, to me, that means we're not going to hear that anymore.
No, it sounds like to me like he's done. Which, by the way, couldn't come any sooner time. That song and that opening has been dead for 15 years.
All right, I agree with that. And ESPN's statement is, we are extremely disappointed with his comments and as a result have decided to pull the open from tonight's telecast. But that tells me it's from future telecasts as well by saying they severed ties with him.
I think since it's Disney, they ought to get up with people to do it.
Well,
are you ready for some football? All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
I think we should get Diva Lover to do it. Wah, 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 wah. He's a Disney character.
Donald Duck. We are ready for the football.
There you go.
Anyway, Gretchen Carlson, one of the co-hosts on Fox and Friends, asked Hank which Republican presidential candidate he liked. Well, Hank takes a detour, and he begins rambling about this summer golf match that I never even knew existed between Obama and House Speaker John Boehner, and apparently this really bothered Hank.
Remember the golf game?
Boehner.
That was one of the biggest political mistakes ever.
Why?
That turned a lot of people off. You know, watching, you know, it just didn't go over.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and Biden and Kasich, yeah, uh-huh.
What did you not like about it? It seems to be a really pivotal moment for you.
Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. In the country this shape is in, the shape this country's in, I mean, no, I don't understand that analogy, actually.
Well, I'm glad
you don't, brother, because a lot of people do. Well, you know, they're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
Now, I can't defend that one, what he said at the end about them being the enemy. But I want
to... Because I got to hear this.
Well, I want to go back to what he said. He said...
All right.
He said it's like Hitler playing with Netanyahu.
Okay. All right, now he did not specify which one of these two is Hitler. And golf match, don't you remember just before the budget talks, they went and had a summit and played golf one day. They were going to have a big meeting out there on the golf course. I'm just giving you some background here.
So, not only did he not specify which one of them was which, I don't think it meant either one was either one. He wasn't comparing either one of them as individuals to Hitler or Netanyahu. What he's talking about is the contrast between Obama and Boehner, and he even said it afterwards, that they are polar opposites. And that's what he meant, is they are as far apart as Hitler would be with Netanyahu.
Right, or like from black to white,
exactly.
Or from purple to yellow.
Exactly.
Something more reasonable. Besides, you'd have to be an idiot to think that he was calling Obama Hitler, because he obviously said that the Three Stooges were the enemy. So Obama, obviously, I think, would be Mo, don't you think? Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay, so I think that's what's going on there. But
yeah, and Biden has to be curly, right?
Yeah.
Are you ready for some crazy? The president's a Nazi! He wants to take your guns and your money, Tom, and give it to the darkies. It's time to get ready. It's time to get psych. Obama Hitler's coming, and he's leading the Third Reich.
I mean, it's ridiculous, Tom. Netanyahu would have to be like 4 years old to play golf with Hitler. I mean, you know, that ain't much of a golf game. And secondly, all Hitler's going to do is get him out there on the back nine and force him to have health care. You know, this ain't going to work.
Well, afterwards, Hank said, I was simply trying to explain how stupid it seemed to me, how ludicrous that pairing was. They're polar opposites, and it made no sense. They don't see eye to eye, and they never will. I have always respected the office of the president. And then, today, he apologized, and it wasn't good enough, because people were screaming that he needs to apologize to all the Holocaust victims, all the war, all of the war veterans.
Yes, of course.
And I'm going, seriously, folks, come on.
You got to wake those people up. They're all in their 90s. Hey, wake up. This old guy wants to apologize for something stupid that he said on TV. Grandpa, wake up. What? Who wants to say what? Get the hell off of my lawn.
That's great.
That's what I'm telling you, Tom. It's a goddamn Bo Cephas telling. It's polar opposites, Tom. It'd be like Caesar playing volleyball with the King of Gaul. Pontius Pilate playing hack-a-sack with Jesus. Don't make no sense. And the country this shape is in, going to play golf, your people just can't get it up. No, I can't do it. No, they should have gone to a batting cage.
In the country this shape is in.
Yeah, I know. The Three Stooges is the enemy, Tom. Yeah, see? We're taken over from within. It's all your fault, Porcupine. The country hates us.
Oh, who's the enemy?
Obama!
Obama's out on the golf course pulling Biden around by the hair.
Ow, ow!
This is how Hank Williams Jr. sees the world. They're on the golf course. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Hey, I got a bitey.
Yeah, see? Here's the idea, Porcupine. We're going to give everybody health care and then drive all the debt. Why not? We're going to give it all to our grandkids.
Hey, sounds like a good economic plan.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so Hank's out. Oh, well.
Hank's out.
Hank's yeah, I mean, none, no, nobody's going to really cry. I mean, it was a thing.
Like I said, 25 years ago, I saw Joe Perry on that. All his rowdy friends, oh, hey, there's Joe Perry. And after that, it was never cool again.
Yeah.
Who is your rowdy friends? Who?
Get the hell out of here.
I always like how they only show him for a millisecond. The quick cuts right. are so fast, it's because he's 80 years old and can't stand up anymore.
So, our buddy Diva Lover's back.
Does he have a back? I bet you it just goes like right from the top of his head on down to his ass crack.
And he's got a call out this week.
Dennis! And a call out!
Call out!
Yep, Tony Romo. He's calling him out.
And he's upset with Tony Romo.
Romo! Oh, Romo! What shall we do with you, Tony Romo? I know. I got just the thing. I got just the thing. I know exactly what to do with Tony Romo. And it goes a little something like this.
Is he going to sing?
Tony Romo! Yeah! Fire! Get out of the NFL! Get out of the NFL right now! You girl chasing, dog padded word! Sorry, no good for nothing! Jessica sister sniffing freaking idiotic bull! Get out of the NFL right now! You don't belong, you have never belonged, and God knows you're never gonna belong! You're not NFL material.
Oh, he's not NFL material.
Well, he ought to know. I mean, he's the master of six-man football down there.
Romo! Oh, Romo! Wherefore art thou, Romo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. What is it a name? That will she we call a rose by the other name. So, Romo. Would were he not Romo called?
Romo! Oh, Romo!
see his fat ass up in a dress on the balcony?
Romo, oh, Romo!
Tony Romo! Yeah! Fire!
Yeah, Donald Trump is at his door.
I'm sorry, Mr. Diva Lover, but that is my phrase.
Right.
You may not have it. It is too big for you. You can take it up with Shakespeare about your little play in the beginning there.
Ah, Romo.
Wow. All right, here he says Romo's just never going to cut it.
You are the absolute worst disgrace of not only a human being, but of an NFL quarterback.
Wow.
That has ever lived. That has ever lived. You, by far, are never going to cut it. You're never going to cut it, Punk. You're never going to cut it,
Punk.
Boy. And I do mean boy.
Boy.
You're never going to cut it. You're never going to be able to contribute anything, any wise.
Any
not
wise?
Not just NFL, but in life. You suck at everything.
Not only in the NFL, but in life. You suck at everything.
Tom, the Anywide is the largest trailer that is available in his town.
We're moving on up to the Anywide.
He's a terrible human being, Tom. He's a horrible human being.
You suck.
You suck. Not only as a human being. Now, I mean, he seems like a pretty nice guy. I can't stand him for being a Cowboys quarterback, but I don't know that I'd call him an awful human being. I mean, the guy played hide and seek at his goddamn bachelor party. How awful of a human being can he be? I mean, unless they hit a Girl Scout out in the woods and they were all out there seeking for her. You know, that'd be different. But Jesus, Diva Lover, get a grip, man. But he's got his website now, and he's selling t-shirts.
As long as you exist. With the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones is sniffing up your tail like a horny little bitch that just whatever reason can't get rid of you, won't get rid of you. As long as you and Jerry Jones exist, player or owner of the Dallas Cowboys, you, all of you Dallas Cowboy fans can forget about the Lombardi Trophy, forget about going to the playoffs, let alone going to the Super Bowl, and actually winning the doggone thing.
That's right, Tom. Forget about it. Forget about it. As long as Jerry Jones is sniffing up Romo's tail, while Romo is busy sniffing the panties of Jessica Simpson. Isn't that a daisy chain? Isn't that what they call that?
Yeah.
An MMF daisy chain there. That's
like a horny little bitch.
Yeah. Jerry Jones, I guess maybe Diva Lover got a glimpse of what was really going on in the helicopter.
Now here, you go ahead and you put your nose in her snooch there. I'm gonna go ahead and stick my nose right up your ass.
Are you kidding me, Jerry?
I wish I could, boy. Let me tell you something. You know, I thought about it, Tom. I was gonna take him up in that helicopter and throw him out at 30,000 feet, but I couldn't get the dang thing 4 feet off the ground, that big fat pig. Couldn't get it up there.
All right, Johnny wants us to face the reality.
Face it, people. Face it right here. Face it right now. Get your heads out of your butts and realize reality. Smell the reality rose.
Oh, smelling reality.
Tony Romo is a nothing, hasn't been a nothing, and forevermore is going to only be a nothing. That's the facts. That is real. That is reality.
He is a nothing. He hasn't been a nothing, though.
Oh,
he is a nothing, but he hasn't been a nothing. But he will always be a nothing.
Dude, this is Diva Lover, Tom. Basic physics of insults mean nothing to him. Diva Lover has decided that Tony Romo is Schrodinger's cat.
As long as he's in that stadium, he can both be a nothing and have never been a nothing at the same time.
Romo! All wrong.
Hey, how about this one? Romo, what light on yon window breaks?
We've now reached the extent of my Shakespeare. The guys over in England are loving this. He's paying homage to the bard. He's paying homage to the bard. That's all I know. Carry on.
Romo! All right.
I can't tell you how many times I've listened to that.
We can make a song out of that. That's an
album. Oh, yes. Yeah,
Romo,
we have to.
Oh, Romo, let me tell you how I think you should go. Romo, you should get on out of town. Jerry Jones is sniffing up your tail. We know you're all going to fail.
Now.
Okay.
Diva Lover isn't just going to say, well, let's get rid of Tony Romo, even though we don't have anybody else. He's planned ahead. He has an answer to getting rid of Romo.
It's not John Kitna.
No. Oh, no. 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 He wants somebody older than Kitna.
Oh.
Troy Aikman, get out of the broadcasting booth. Get out of that suit. Get in the locker room. Put on the pads. Put on the cleats, put on the helmet, and get out there and show that petty-wearing, sissy-sniffing, idiotic fool,
girl chasing, no good for nothing punk, including the Jones family, what being a real dumb cowboy quarterback is really all about. Yeah!
Yeah, Jerry, what, Troy is about, what, 40 years old?
Troy's older than that, isn't he?
45 years old? I don't know. I'm trying to guess if he's a little, I think he's a little younger than me.
He's so done.
All right, he's way done. Not only that, but now you're barking in the territory of Joe Buck, and he's not going to have any of this diva lover.
I don't spend all this money on these haircuts for nothing.
Well, if you hadn't already said, well, this guy's a nutcase, when he said that, then that pushed you over the edge, right?
Oh, bring
where's Roger Staubach? Roger Staubach, get back in here and play some quarterback. Lace up the boots. Put on that helmet. Don and Meredith, dig him up.
Oh, man.
Throw Romo out there. Tony Romo. He's going to get Troy Aikman. Time to lace up the boots, Troy. Because remember, down in Texas, they play football in boots.
Right.
At least in six-man football, anyway.
Romo! Oh, Romo! Like a horny little bitch!
Yeah, why is he upset that he's girl chasing? He's like,
that girl chaser.
What, so? What's the problem with that?
I like my quarterbacks like I like my steers. Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. I like a hobo for a quarterback. When we had Tony Romo first come in, I said, oh boy, he's got a name that sounds like hobo.
Romo! Oh, Romo! You suck! Tony Romo ain't jack!
Okay. All right.
I think he's got a point.
You're not an NFL material!
You're not an NFL material. They use a real nice, you know, breathable material, and you're not that in at all.
All right, let's go to break. Jesus.
All right, while we're at break, Tom, I'm going to go refresh my drink, and I'm hoping that the enemy Three Stooges are not laying in wait for me at the refrigerator.
Well, maybe I'll have a little more fun talking about the Eagles.
I'm having a blast. I don't know what your problem. Because I've got Rex Grossman.
Yeah, whatever. we've got to tell you about there's a blog out there by a guy named Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have to get to that.
I forgot.
And
that.
Jerry Jones, an email, all that coming up.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
You ever have like family reunion holiday things? You go to one of your aunt's house. She's invited everybody you ever knew in your whole life to eat dinner. So all the women have to go into the kitchen to cook. Right? There's one woman cooking. Rest of them are just acting like they're cooking. And the guys have to go into the living room to watch football. Half of them don't know anything about football. They're coaching today. That boy right there sucks. Now he sucks. I want to put old Johnny Unitas in the ball game. Oh, he ain't playing this year? Well, I ain't kept up with it this year. Yeah, Uncle Fred got a new thing called helmets now, which is catching on. Helmet, they got a bunch of sissies out there playing ball now. I got my skull fractured 14 times playing ball. Well, maybe that's why you talk like you do.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready, ready?
Are you ready for some crazy? The president's a Nazi!
Hey!
He wants to take your guns and your money, Tom, and give it to the darkies. It's time to get ready. It's time to get psyched. Obama Hitler's coming, and he's leading the Third Reich.
What's up? This is Mark Curry from How You Mr. Cooper, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
knocked loose. Loose ball inside the five. It is picked up by the Ravens and carried in for a touchdown. How about that for a start? The Ravens on the board first with a defensive touchdown.
Joe McKnight back deep to receive the kick from Kunda. And McKnight brings it out to his right to the 10. Gets to the 15, 20. He's loose. Makes a move at the 30. There goes Joe McKnight at the 50. He's loose to the 40. To the Ravens 30. Being chased at the 20. At the 10. He slows up at the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Jets. We have two touchdowns scored in the first three-plus minutes, neither by an offense.
Sanchez hit, ball comes loose at the 25-yard line, picked up by Jared Johnson, and he's carrying it in for a touchdown! The second defensive touchdown of the night.
Jets bring a blitz, back to throw is Flacco, wants to set up the screen, throws it over the middle, and it's intercepted, picked off, David Harris runs right, he's at the 20, at the 10, at the 5, into the end zone, touchdown! David Harris breathes a little life back into the game for the Jets.
Sanchez the throw, near sideline, intercepted, Mardarius Webb, he's going all the way! Webb down the sideline, and the defense will get a third touchdown tonight!
Five touchdowns, none scored by the offense.
I enjoyed watching that game.
Yeah, I did too, because I had the Jets defense and special teams, and you had the Ravens.
Yeah, I got like a zillion points from the Ravens, that was nice. But no, I mean, I enjoyed watching that game. You know why? Because all these years, they constantly, Tom, are constantly changing the rules to benefit the offense. And what do I always say? Offense innovates, defense adapts.
Yep.
Offense has to innovate again. So what do you think? Was that a sloppy game, or is that just defense playing some seriously good football?
It was probably a combination of both. I mean, I didn't really see much in the way of sloppiness out of the Ravens offense. I just, you know, I saw a couple of big plays. Of course, you know, one of the touchdowns was a special teams touchdown by the Jets.
Right.
But as
still,
far
four
as
touchdowns
the
returns
go,
on defense.
As far as the Jets go, it's almost as if Sanchez has taken a step back this year.
Yeah, they say the third year is supposed to be the one that it turns on with him, but
You
know, so far not so much. I wonder if it's the defense is not giving them the field position that they were having before, or if it's that they got rid of Braylon Edwards.
No,
which I don't
honestly,
see
it's the Jets' offensive line looks like a shell of its former self. That's really the problem, is the Jets' offensive line.
He's not getting the time.
Right. Yeah, and you know, his center's out, Mangold. Mangold's out,
right.
And you know, centers and quarterbacks, man, they develop a relationship, and the longer they play together, the better it gets. I mean, look at Romo and Costa. You know,
right.
It's huge when it comes to learning a new guy's rear end. How far does he bring it back to you? How does he move when he moves to the left or to the right?
There you go. Joe Theismann tells us why it's so important to know your center.
What's going to happen is that you jerk off the ball. I almost want to let this guy here jam you, and if it comes, it comes.
That brings up the Phillies. Ben, that's the only thing given in Philadelphia anything to cheer about right now is the Phillies,
right?
But you know, Joe Theismann breaking it down why
yeah.
you really need to have your center, because
yeah,
you
right.
get used to your, you know, it's like you sit in the same chair for a while, Tom. You know, your butt kind of melds to that cushion.
Yeah,
like it's the same thing. Your finger goes in the same taint for 10 years. You know, you develop a little spot there. Jeff Saturday's probably got a groove in his asshole that's the exact same shape of, you know, Peyton Manning's index finger.
So all hell is breaking loose in Philadelphia now over the Eagles.
Oh, that's a shame. I mean, I'm having such a hard time sleeping at night thinking about these poor Philadelphia Eagles and their fans.
No, I'll tell you, it sucks being an Eagle fan, man.
Yeah, I bet it does.
It is a tragedy of epic proportion. I mean, Tom, how are they ever going to get to the hood?
So they're 1-3. They lose to the Niners, even though Michael Vick has a monster game. So, of course,
49ers defense, dude, they're badass.
Well, they are. Michael Vick threw for over 400 yards and rushed for another 75.
And he lost the game. Michael Vick does that kind of stuff, and he lost the game. The 49ers defense has been playing pretty good football. And the thing that I liked about them at the end of the game, they ran the ball down the Eagles' throat and just ground out the clock. Ground out the clock. And you know what? Remember last year when I said that when the Redskins were looking for a coach, who did I want to go have him talk to? Go talk to Jim Harbaugh. The boy will play some pro football. He's been running that pro football set in Stanford, man, and it really works.
Well, you know, they had the was it Macklin fumbled there late. They had their new kicker.
Macklin was forced to fumble.
Yeah, their new kicker missed two field goals.
You know, so they're pissed off. They're pissed. The fans are pissed at Andy Reid because, you know, they let, what's his name, go to San Francisco, actually. Akers, David Akers.
I thought they were pissed at him because he cut in front of everybody at Geno's Steak and Cheeses for, you know, for a steak and whiz. No, they're pissed at the defensive coordinator.
Juan Castillas. Yeah, they want him fired.
That's fine by me, Tom. I don't mind to be fired. I don't like this job. They coach the defensive players. I used to pick the cantaloupe, but now I am the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eaglebirds.
Oh, Juan. Poor
That's
Juan.
Right. You know, I tell the defensive players which way to go and how to make the tackle and things like that. And the people, you know, in Philadelphia, they used to be so nice. They were so nice in the preseason and everything during the month of August. They were very, very nice. But now, they're not so nice. They're not so nice. They're calling me names. They keep throwing things at me all the time. And they keep talking about something called linebackers. I don't know. My English is not so good. Linebackers. I know line, but I look behind him. I don't see nothing. Usually, because there's some big running back in my way. So now they're going to try to blame me for why the Eagles is no good. Then Michael Vick, you know, he get beat up so easy. He got no blockers, Tom, you know. We accidentally knock him down in practice all the time. He wear the red jersey, but his offensive line, they so bad we can't stop hitting. One time I called the whole defense over to the Gatorade bucket, and they called a play, and as soon as Michael Vick got in line of scrimmage, everybody on my defense fell down and hit him in the knee. All away from the Gatorade bucket. I hope they fire me. I'd like to go back to Mexico where people can get a job.
That was a completely racist freaking bit there, wasn't it?
Was it? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, sure. Oh, absolutely it was. Who cares?
It's not like he compared Juan Castillas to Hitler.
No, nothing like that. So, I mean, I hope ESPN doesn't throw us off the network.
All right. Now, Michael Vick says the problems are obvious and how to fix them are obvious, but I can't tell if he's throwing somebody else under the bus, like the defense or Juan Castillas. You tell me.
You know, we had high expectations, and we still do. Don't get me wrong. It's still a long season, and we got to dig deep. I mean, we got to dig deep, and there's really nothing else to be said. I mean, it's self-explanatory. You know, it's right there for everybody to see what's taking place, how it's been done, what hasn't been done, and what needs to be done.
It's right there for everybody to see. It's obvious what hasn't been done and what needs to be done.
It's got to be done. Something needs to be done. I think when he says that they're digging deep, Tom, I think I know what he means. Uh-oh. I think they're trying to fix all the divots that McNabb left in that field, and the offensive line keeps tripping over them, and that's why they keep getting beat. Hey, you know what? Remember that play that he was crying about getting hit in the face when the Giants hit him in the face and all that sort of thing like that? And they were talking about how he could, I'm on the ground all the time. How come I don't get the flag? Well, I can tell you what. I watched a breakdown of that play. You know why he didn't get the flag? Because you're out of the tackle box running, you stupid idiots. Yep. You pulled down and threw the ball. You're a runner. That's why you got hit.
Yep.
And it is Juan Castillo's fault. It's all Juan Castillo's fault. That's why they hired him. He needed a scapegoat.
Well, Vic's going to get asked how he feels.
Your feeling walking out of here at 1-3 tonight?
My feeling? Do I really have to explain that? Do I really have to explain how I'm feeling right now sitting at 1-3? You want me to explain that to everybody here?
Damn.
I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling like $100 million, as a matter of fact. Do I really got to explain that? Why don't you ask Juan Castillo how he feeling?
I know
I'm not going to do any more Juan Castillo, so go ahead.
Bill Belichick's feeling good now. Yeah, he's happy.
Feel good that we won. We didn't win last week. I didn't feel good. We won this week. I feel better. We won the first 2 weeks. I feel better those 2 weeks, too. That's what we come here for, is to win games.
It's so
right. That's what it's just, go to a restaurant. I expect good service and a meal, and when I get it, I'm very happy. I leave a tip. So if you guys are genuinely happy with the way we've played football, you'll find a 15% gratuity under your seat. Thank you for coming. I come here. If I win, I feel better. If I lose, I don't feel so good. If I've got a bellyache, I cut a fart, I feel better.
Oh, man.
Bill Belichick's, he's a master of saying nothing, dude.
I know. He actually said something there, though. He said that winning feels good and losing doesn't feel good.
There you go. Thank you, Bill. Let me write that down in our big book of football knowledge. Winning makes you feel better. Not like losing.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's what's going on with the Colts. Maybe secretly Jim Caldwell likes losing.
Right.
Did you watch that game on Monday night? Curtis Painter.
Ugh.
Dude, he hit a couple of big passes to Garcon turned a couple of big passes out of some nice throws, but man, he made a couple of nice runs. But Jesus Christ, dude, Painter is awful.
Yeah, two catches, 149 yards, and two touchdowns.
Right. They can talk. Could you imagine if Manning was behind that line right now? I mean, I guess he gets the ball out so much faster, but Painter got sacked, what, 14 times the other night?
14?
I swear to God, it seemed like every time I looked over there, down, he's going down again. Third down is a sack down. I'm not kidding you. Maybe 25 times did they sack him? Jeez.
They were up 10-0. I was surprised and cost me a pick because I took Tampa Bay to cover the 9.5.
Freeman had to make a comeback to win the game. Man, I'll tell you what, he hasn't had a good season yet so far in terms of the same kind of numbers he had last year, but I like that kid, man. He's got the moxie, Tom.
Moxie.
He does. He's got the moxie.
So there's this guy named Incarcerated Bob.
The blogger, yeah. Incarcerated Bob.
And he's got a rumor.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Now, he has the scoop, Tom, that Tony Romo wants out of Dallas. He wants to be traded.
Oh, God.
Incarcerated Bob has the inside scoop on the Cowboys. A guy in jail has the inside scoop. You know what happened? This is one of those jailhouse things. Somebody in the chow line probably said something like, tomorrow night where they're going to show, a Julia Roberts movie. And by the time it got to Incarcerated Bob, it had turned into Tony Romo wants a trade. He wants out of Dallas right away.
Romo! Oh, Romo!
Nah, this is Incarcerated Bob. I got it on good authority from my friend down there in Knox City that Tony Romo's on his way out. He ain't nothing but a panty-sniffing fool from what I understand.
Incarcerated Bob.
He's a girl chaser. We don't like girl chasers around these parts.
Hell no, man. We like guys with no teeth in the men's room.
Oh,
Incarcerated.
Hell.
Incarcerated Bob has the inside scoop on the Cowboys. I just find that highly, it's just hilarious.
Well, we'll have to ask Jerry Jones about this. So let's call Jerry up. Maybe he's got, maybe he can tell us what's up.
Is it visiting hours? Maybe he's not available.
Right.
Probably on that little telephone looking through the glass.
Look, let me tell you, all this bullshit about Romo, stop saying. We need to put some spin control here.
Hello.
Jerry Jones.
Yes, sir.
John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
How y'all doing?
Hey,
and I'm going to tell you what, man. I'm a depressed NFL owner, maverick oil drilling fool.
You had to be beside yourself. You might. I know you were like me. You thought this game is in the bag.
Let me tell you something. When you're as rich and powerful as me, you're always beside yourself because there's nobody that can stand up here with you, right? So let's just get that straight right away. But, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I just absolutely couldn't believe it. I took three or four of my hired help outside and had them shot just because I was so angry.
Oh,
you know, we rich people, we do things differently. Some of you people, you take a moment and you get all pissed off and you put a hole in your drywall, right? Well, I take a couple of the young fellas out. I ain't proud of it, but it is what it is.
Hey, before we get to the picks,
God dang it. We lose the goddamn Detroit Lions at home, Tom, when we're up by 20 points at halftime. What in the hell is that?
Speaking of picks.
God dang it, that's ridiculous. I mean, there's just no way that something like that could happen.
Well, it did.
I know. It ain't got to goddamn remind me. Listen, didn't you just hear me tell everybody that I just took a bunch of people out and shot them in the parking lot? You like playing with fire, let me tell you something.
Well, Diva Lover wants you and Romo out of Dallas.
Well, you know what? Diva Lover says this town ain't big enough for the two of us. And that's a goddamn fact, because you was one fat son of a bitch. So if you got the big bad balls for it, why don't you come right on here and we'll debate live. We'll figure out a way to make it happen. We'll figure out a way to make it happen. I will fly up to the studio if need be if we will talk live with you, and I will debate you directly, sir. And I will tell you how you do not stand for any of the Cowboys fans, even though you resemble most of them.
A live debate between Jerry Jones and Diva Lover on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour would be the highlight of my season.
I'm calling him out. I'm calling that big, fat, toothless bastard out right here. Right now. Because I'm going to tell you what, boy. That website of yours, God dang, that thing sucks.
Well, there you go, Diva Lover. You're on our Facebook page, so you know how to get in touch with us if you'd like to take part in a debate with Jerry Jones.
He ain't got the balls. He ain't got the balls. And if he does have the balls, he ain't seen them in about 20 years.
Well, Jerry, there's this guy, and I don't know for sure that he's in jail. Based on his name, I would say he is. And he said he got a blog, and he claims there's a rumor, Jerry, that Tony Romo wants out of Dallas, that he wants traded, and this guy's name is Incarcerated Bob.
He's kind of an embarrassment to the family. We don't talk too much about him, but
you know who he is.
Well, you know, like I said, he's the black sheep of the family is somebody that we don't talk about too much. He's a really nice fella.
Wait, the black sheep of what family?
Of the Jones family.
What?
He's Bob Jones. Yeah, you know, it's my nephew right there. I'm not too proud to say. He's my nephew, Robert. He's on my sister's side right there.
Wait a second. You're telling me incarcerated Bob is Bob Jones?
Bob Jones, that's right. Not affiliated with the university, just somebody else.
What? So that would tell me he's got inside information. So is this true?
Well, no, it ain't really true. He just makes a bunch of stuff. Like I said, you know, he's in jail. He ain't got nothing else to do. So he likes to tell everybody in there that he knows Jerry Jones and he's got insider info with the Cowboys. He makes some stuff up like out every once in a while, and it gets him sex with some of the cuter inmates. You know, some of the nicer fellas, some of the smaller boys, You know, from what I understand, that last week they brought in a couple of new Asian gang members and relaxed them.
All right,
he probably had to come up with something.
Let's move on to the picks.
We try to keep things quiet about him. He's a real nice feller. Don't get me wrong. He's a real great guy when he's not holding up liquor stores or anything. He's nice. He's real good. He's just got a crack habit the size of the Eiffel Tower. That's all.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody had to take the fall for Michael Irvin. And, you know, you get hooked on that stuff. More times that you show up at his house in the middle of the night, say, here, hold this for Michael. Don't tell anybody nothing.
All right, well, you went 2-2 last week.
Yeah, I know. I didn't do so good last week because, god dang, you know, I mean, the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
I feel like I'm in the alternate universe.
Well, when Romo throws three picks in the second half and two of them are returned for touchdowns.
Well, I mean, there you go right there. The Cowboys at home losing to the Detroit Lions. You got Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu and the Three Stooges is running the country. It just tells you right then and there. Everybody's running around with a goatee. That's what happened. I think that last month maybe I fell asleep and I've woken up in the evil alternate universe. So if anybody out there can see what the evil alternate Jerry Jones, see if he's got a beard and a mustache. That ain't me. That ain't me.
Well, you took the Texans, the Raiders, the Ravens, and the Cowboys, and you got the Texans right, and you got the Ravens right. The Raiders could not get it done against the Pats. They just refused to lose two games in a row.
You know, I'll tell you what, Thomas. I'm going to tell you two things. Number one, screw the goddamn Raiders. I'm tired of even thinking about the Raiders in any kind of positive sense. Every time I think they got something going on, they just shit all over me. And number two, this is some pretty good peyote.
All right. Jerry enjoying the bye week, huh?
Whew, let me tell you what.
All right, Green Bay at Atlanta.
Oh, hey, you know what? This here is a rematch of a big playoff game last year, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Right? And last year, as I recall, the Green Bay Packers went down there and whooped the living crap out of the goddamn Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Right? And you know what? Are they going to do it again?
Really?
I'm telling you what, it ain't even going to be close. It's going to be like 34-14. It ain't even going to be close. That guy, Aaron Rodgers, he is in the zone.
Well, my partner John here thought that Atlanta had advanced enough to beat Green Bay and go to the Super Bowl this year.
Look, he's a panty-sniffing idiot. I don't even know why you put up with him. I really don't. I'm pretty sure you do it for some kind of like Make-A-Wish Foundation.
He makes me laugh, Jerry.
He's a dying retard.
He's very funny. He's a good
pretty
guy.
He's handsome, for what I understand.
He's a Redskins fan, though, you know.
I hear he's got a big penis.
I don't know.
Well, you know how.
All right, so Green Bay. All right, what about Chicago at Detroit, Jerry, those Lions?
Oh, you know what? They're going to have to fall sometime or another. You know, but I'm going to tell you what. If you watch Tony Romo throw interceptions and go back for touchdowns, you just wait till Jay Cutler gets up there. Oh, my God. I mean, look, Hey, you know what? If I am the defensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, the first thing I'm doing is I'm making sure everybody's fingers are taped so he don't break their hands with the football. That's all he's going to be doing is hitting them. He's going to be trying to throw passes to Devin Hester. They ain't going to get nowhere near him. The Detroit Lions are going to get 5 touchdown returns next week, and they're going to beat the Bears by 60 points.
All right.
I am a believer, Tom. I am a believer.
So am I.
I am. I'm telling you what, right here. If Garrett don't get it done, what's going to happen is we're going to have a little incident up in Detroit where, you know, that young, nice head coach that they got up there, Jim Schwartz, he's going to wake up in a hotel room with a dead hooker next to him. He's going to need a way out of town, right? So,
all right.
You know, we just bring him on down here to Dallas. We give him a second chance. See how it's working for Philly with that Michael Vick? I mean, they suck right now. Don't get me wrong. They suck like a titty. But God dang, if they didn't get a nice PR move hiring that dog-killing fool.
Well, speaking of the Eagles, they're at Buffalo. Could the Eagles go 1-4, Jerry?
Oh, hell yeah, they could. Now, the question is this. Can the goddamn Buffalo Bills go 4-1? I don't know about that.
I don't know. I certainly did not see them losing to the Bengals, but I got to give credit to the Bengals. They got the best defense in the league.
They do. The Bengals have a bad – they do. They got a defense that's just pitching shutouts, but playing lights-out football right now. And the Buffalo Bills, they very well could be – just a little paper tiger that jumped up at the beginning of the season here was blowing around in the wind. But the Philadelphia Eagles, all you got to really do is from – we've been watching lots of film and we've been watching lots of game tape here. I mean, how can we help watching a bunch of game tape, dude? I mean, I got a television that is 60 yards wide. I mean, Jesus Christ. I watch game tape all the goddamn time. You people sit there and watch that stupid Rich Eisen. You should see what I can see. Anyway, here, if you stand up in front of the offensive lineman and you say something like, boo, they get right the hell on out of your way. So, the Buffalo Bills, I could see them getting maybe 12 sacks this weekend. And, you know, Michael Vick, he gets hurt just at the drop of a dime. As a matter of fact, one time during the coin toss, the dang thing fell on his foot, and he had to, you know, he had to sit out for the first quarter. So, I'm going to go ahead and pick the Buffalo Bills.
All right. I hope you're right.
That's it. The wheels is coming off up here in Philly.
And the New York Jets at New England.
Oh, boy. Now, you know what? Here, old fat boy Ryan, he's got a big mouth, don't he? He got a real big fat mouth, and he opens it up and says, I want anybody else in the league to go ahead and step up and beat the guy thing. You know, New England Patriots for us. Well, the Buffalo Bills went ahead and did that for you. Now, let's see if you can do it, Mr. last-ranked rushing defense that I can think of. I mean, God dang. Who's that running back they got up there in New England?
In New England?
Yeah. What's his name? Ben, what's his name?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the law firm.
No, that's who does my taxes. Who the hell they got up there running the ball?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
All right, if you're just going to mess around with me, I'm not even going to come on here next week. But let's just make believe that that's what it is. I mean, I ain't that stupid, but let's go ahead and say so. He's going to get himself 250 yards and 4 touchdowns because they stink. They ain't got nothing.
So that means New England's going to win.
Oh, absolutely. New England's going to win in a walk-away. New England's going to win in a walk-away. They're going to make that Rex Ryan's head spin around so fast, his double chin's going to go up his nose and suffocate him.
All right.
That's the way it's going to work.
Well, we can't lose this week, Jerry. The bye week, although I hear Dallas is a 4-point favorite.
Well, the bye week for a 4-point favorite? I would say so. And if anybody wants to come on down and help me pay some of the bills, we'll let you in the door for $35. You can watch the bye week. We will put football up there on the TV screen. I tell you what, I got the Sunday ticket on there. Anybody come on down. $35. Come on in.
All right, Jerry. Well, sucks. We got to take this into a bye week, but it gives us an extra week to get healthy and get ready for New England.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been hearing all the talk about firing Tony Romo. Getting rid of Tony Romo. Romo.
Romo! Oh, Romo!
Right. Right. And now, you know, he wants Troy Aikman to come down here, from what I understand. Well, I got to tell you, Mr. Demon Lover, I called old Troy up, and he told you to shut the hell up because you're nothing but a goddamn idiot. You know? I mean, you know, you want Troy Aikman to come back here and show you how to play quarterback for the Cowboys? That's fine. Let me tell you something. The Internet's here now. You hear me? The Internet. You know how fast he'll be outed? You know how quick he'll be outed? You can shut up Skip Bayless, but you can't shut up 10,000 bloggers once they figure out he's a homo. So shut up, Eric. Beaver lover.
Are you kidding me, Jerry?
Right. Leave sleeping dogs lie.
All right, Jerry.
All right, I'm going to head on back here to stick my nose back up Tony Romo's asshole.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
See y'all later. Be good.
Oh, John, there he is. Jerry Jones.
Like a horny little bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, he called me some names there.
How about that? All right, you got an email?
I got a couple of them. Let me pull them up here. Let's see. We've got Leonard writes in and say, "Hell, Tom and John. Hell, Tom and John." I don't think he meant to say hell. I think he meant to say hello, Tom and John, unless he is Hell, Tom and John. Maybe he's a heavy metal guy. His name is Leonard, and he would wonder how you guys started our broadcast podcast radio. I was looking to start my own podcast and was wondering how to go about doing it. If you guys have any suggestions on what I should do, I'd appreciate it. I listen to you guys every time I get off work, and I promote the show as much as I can. Well, we certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Leonard.
We just started, like, sitting down talking into microphones with each other about football. That's about it.
That's right. The first thing you have to do is get a personality. All right, you need one of those. It would help to have a sense of humor. Okay, so if you've got those two things going for you, buy a microphone.
Well, now wait a minute. He might be wanting to do like stats and analysis.
Oh well,
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
Like I said, get a personality and a sense of humor. Don't sit in your basement and pretend you're Chris Berman talking to your friend Billy. Oh, Billy, tell me, what do you think about the Raiders? Nobody cares. Anyway, that's how you do it, Leonard. You go ahead and get yourself a personality. Go ahead and get yourself a sense of humor. Find something to talk about that people want to hear about. And that's it.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of websites that'll host your podcast.
Oh, hell yeah, man. It's pretty easy. Go to FeedBurner.
I heard a brand new podcast last week that just started this season. It was the worst piece of crap I ever heard in my life.
Much of it is we're going to mention. All right, here, Kevin in Sweden writes to us. Sweden. Writing in here, John, good luck with Danny Smith. Thank you. Thank you. Danny Smith, our special teams coach, Tom, whom I hate with a passion. Eagles had him years ago, and he was awful then. I don't think he's that bad of a coach. It's just the players can't understand him when he tries to talk through 37 pieces of big red gum. I can understand that. Although, I'll tell you what. You know what? The Redskins got called for two penalties this week on special teams, Tom. I couldn't freaking believe it. The punt returner, they smashed him both times, and got called for a hit on a defenseless receiver on a punt returner.
Yeah.
A punt returner is defenseless by nature. He is the only guy in the game who can throw up his hand, and nobody's allowed to touch him.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. The refs don't even know the frickin' rules, man. I was pissed. Tom, we have a celebrity writing to us.
Oh, is it Mike Greenberg?
No, it's not Mike Greenberg. It is conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh writing in, sir. Oh. Rush Limbaugh writing in. Don't look now, John and Tom, but the liberal agenda is destroying the NFL. First, communist card-carrying Barack Obama invites his 1985 Chicago Bears to the White House on the taxpayer's dime, and now convicted felon Michael Vick is bringing awareness to racist game officials. Start building your bunker, John and Tom. The liberals are taking over.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, okay. You know what's funny? Actually, it's not funny. It's pretty sad. Is I've actually heard Republicans complain about that, about the Bears.
About the Bears coming to the White House?
It's like, how can he invite the Bears to the White House with all the problems we've got? Look, folks, anybody who agrees with that, every president for I don't know how many years now has hosted every single champion in every sport. George Bush hosted the NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and college football and college basketball champions at the White House every single year.
Hey, Cotman, you know what? I tell you what. I wanted to bring that goddamn Serena Williams down here when she won the U.S. Open. Let me tell you something. I ain't never had any chocolate milk like that. But
all right, Rush Limbaugh finishes up by saying, Gork votes Republican, which I can certainly understand.
Right.
Gork say no. Gork say no. All right. Our buddy ND Bucks writes in, hey guys, loving the show as always. Tom, is the idea of a 9-man football team going to piss you off as much as a 6-man football team?
Well, it doesn't piss me off. It just took away. He was so fired up and into it. You know what I mean?
Oh, Tom, he was giving us a shout out.
No, I'm talking about Diva Lover and the Knox City Greyhounds.
I know. How much more fired up can you be? It was a shout out.
I know, but just to find that out, it was like, oh, I don't know. I took some of the luster off of it for me.
Right. Well, now, okay. ND Bucks is coach of the Hillsboro Burros, a 9-man football team named after very small donkeys from Mexico.
Well, you know, I mean, when my son played in third and fourth grade, it was 9-on-9.
Well, yeah, okay. Now, I don't know if he's telling us the Hillsborough Burrows are 9 years old or not. But this is a nine-man football team, and he'd like to be the official Bang Cartoon Radio Hour nine-man football team. I think we could go with that. The Hillsborough Burrows, maybe, if you're lucky, that you can get Juan Castillo to be your defensive coordinator.
Well, you know, it's good because when you play nine-on-nine, there's no wide receivers and there's no cornerbacks.
That's what it is. No wide receivers or cornerbacks, so everything is compressed into the middle of the field.
Well, and when in third and fourth grade, that's how we played it. You know.
Well, I wrote to the ND Books and I asked them to please tell us a little bit more about nine-man football, like what's the difference in positions, what's the difference in rules, and I've yet to hear back from him. So maybe they're in the championship. Well, it's only October. Maybe he's so busy developing plays for the nine-man football team, the Burrows, that he hasn't had time to get back to us.
Go Burrows! Hey. The Burrows are going to annihilate, assassinate, and devastate. They're going to masturbate.
We are going to dominate, annihilate, assassinate every team we face.
Except for, well, almost every one of them. I don't know. I haven't seen what they are this week, Tom. I would assume they got beat by 75. Hey, by the way, I went to my son's high school football game. He's in the band, so he's not in the team, but their team is gonna they're getting some national attention, dude. They're blowing people out by 60 and 70 points. Oh, I watched. I went, dude, in the first quarter with 5 minutes to go. It's 12 minutes quarters. They were up by almost 50 points.
Wow.
They were like 48. They scored on their first five offensive plays. From everywhere they were on the field, they just boom, 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 touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. They blocked a punt, scored a touchdown. By the time, I mean, I'm looking at the clock thinking, is it halftime yet? It's 60 to nothing.
My God.
No, it's not even the end of the first quarter.
Wow.
All right, last letter. Loader writes in, John, please don't take this devastating loss too hard. Love the show, Loader. Well, if you love the show, you'd know I'm the Redskins fan. And Tom.
Oh, man, they still get us mixed up.
I don't know how that is. Even Jerry Jones knew I had a big penis. All right, that's all I got.
All right. BCRH-forums.net for the message board. I've been in there having a little fun. Of course, I haven't been on since Sunday, but, you know.
Yeah, come on to the Facebook page, Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, which, by the way, our buddy Salty is opening up the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour chat room during games.
Oh, over there on Pal Talk.
Yeah, over there on Pal Talk. So if you want to come in there and hang out with a bunch of Bang Cartoon Radio Hour people and talk about football games, that's
usually around there late nights, after midnight every night.
Late nights. Talk to Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour chat room.
All right.
Tom's laying around in a teddy looking at the damn TV camera with a phone in his hand. Come chat.
Oh, God. The Dallas Cowboy fan cam.
That's right. Tom's got that. Well, he's got that big oversized jersey on. Does he have underwear on underneath it, guys? Ooh, you'll have to call to find out. Oh, hell, that's enough. All right, we've gone way too over. We're down the wrong road.
All right. Well, Dallas can't lose this week. Romo can't throw any interceptions this week. And you guys can't win this week, so.
No, but we're still in first place all by ourselves. And the Redskins, by the way, are leading the league in sacks.
We can hope the Eagles lose, and we can hope that the Giants lose.
You know, I do that every week anyway, even in the off season.
Yes, right, I exactly.
I do that every week.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
At Tesco, we can pop our pasta in your Astra, our Red Leicester in your Fiesta, or our mayo in your Mondeo. All you need to do is try click and collect. Just go to Tesco.com, order your shopping, then click and collect. With the minimum basket spend now only £25. And if you fancy something a little more exotic, we can even put our pad thai in your cash kai. Try click and collect at Tesco.com. Every little helps. Selected larger stores, booking charge may apply. See online for full terms and conditions.